blackboard, computer looking pictures of her. She might turn around the class and say,
"Drew those."
You have to get a very heavy weight up on the roof of the house. You might rig up a blocking tackle and call yourself. We had to put that thing up.
Hoist it up?
The end is in sight.
Huh?
I said the end is in sight. The part of day, well, let me ask you this. You said you would say good morning to somebody in the street. How late in the morning would you say that?
Probably about noon and good afternoon.
The part of the day after morning you call?
Afternoon.
What about after that?
Would be evening.
Think after that?
Night.
When you're leaving somebody in the daytime, what do you say to them?
So long, or I'll see you later. I don't really, some people might say good day. I don't. Wouldn't often do that.
What about, you ever heard people say good night when they were greeting somebody at night?
No, that good night is a parting greeting. Yeah, rather than, you might say, walking down the street, you might say good evening, even after dark, but you wouldn't say good night.
You wouldn't say good night.
No.
Say if a man on the farm started work before daylight, you say he started work before.
Before sun up.
And if you worked until the sun went out, it's about how you say.
After sundown. From can to can't.
What?
Can to can't.
Right.
You never heard that?
No. Can't.
First you can see and you can't see.
Oh, at first I thought it meant from can do to can't do.
Can see to you can't see.
Talking about the sun's rising, you would say, well, when we got the field, the sun had already
risen.
This time yesterday, it
had risen.
Or it
rose.
See, today is Wednesday, so Tuesday was
yesterday.
And Thursday's
tomorrow.
If somebody came to see you on Sunday, say, a week earlier than last Sunday, you say he came.
Sunday before last.
What about the same thing, except he's coming to see you on Sunday?
Sunday week.
If somebody stayed at your house from about the 1st to the 15th, you say he stayed?
A couple of weeks.
Anything else?
Well, some people say a fortnight, but that's a little formal, I think. Just a couple of weeks.
You ever heard that around here, though?
Not really. I think that's a very old expression.
If you wanted to know the time of day, you would ask.
Ask somebody what time it was?
And he'd say, well, just let me look at that.
Watch.
If it were midway between 7 and 8, what time would you call that?
7:30.
What about?
Some people say half past an hour, half past 7. But I don't know that that's real common.
Say if it were 15 minutes later than half past 10, what would you call that? 15 minutes later.
10:45 or quarter of 11.
Or say, if somebody asks you if you've been doing something for a long time, you might say, well, I've been doing that for
quite a while.
Or say, if 1976 was last year, and 1977 is
this year.
You might go outside one day and say, well, I don't like the looks of those dark
clouds.
Or, let's say if you looked out and there were no clouds around, sun was shining and all that, you might say, well, I believe we're going to have a
pretty day or a clear day.
Or if on the other hand, it's the clouds kind of dark, you say,
we'll have a dreary day or a rainy day.
Gloomy day.
Gloomy.